It's been another fantastic season for the Hawks. There may have been a couple of form dips, but at the end of the day, they are in another grand final, and the West Coast are there against them. Hawthorn assistant coach Adam Uzay joins us now. Adam, it's a big, big week, mate. How's everyone coping with it? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Obviously, it's a massive week for the boys. So, it's been good. We've stuck to the same sort of process we've gone with the last couple of years, and we've just got a light training session and a parade today before the big one tomorrow.
Now, Adam, you've had much talked about two trips to Perth, getting ready for the grand final. Now that you're there, I'd imagine a big focus is recovery.
Yeah, it has been. Our fitness staff do a terrific job, so we're not going to obviously use that as any excuse, depending on the result tomorrow. So, yeah, our fitness staff are the best in the business, and they've got the boys up and going, and by the look of the way they trained yesterday, they're feeling pretty good, and they've obviously got over the two travels to Perth, so they're jumping out of their skin.
Hard as a coach, mate, when you're sitting there and you watch the third term, the way it panned out against the Dockers.
What's that? Sorry,
the third term against the Dockers, mate, it was... I'm a Hawks supporter, so I'm cheering like you, but it was getting a little bit too tight.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how finals are. There's momentum shifts in games, and finals are obviously that way. They're tight battles, and you've just got to be ready for anything. So we knew that Freo obviously going to come back, and just how to stem that was going to be really important, and that's going to be the same this week. There's going to be momentum shifts in the game, and how we deal with that is going to be really important for us to get the result.
There's been a little bit made about Hodges' hamstring. How's he going? And I'm sure he's going to turn up tomorrow, but I'd imagine there was a little bit of nerves early on in the week.
Not nerves. He landed pretty hard. He corked his buttock, and he cramped at the same time. And I think he hit his head on the ground. So he didn't really know what had happened. So it was just really precautionary early in the week, and he trained really strongly yesterday. And he's 100%. So we wouldn't take him into a game if he wasn't that way. And he trained, like I said, he trained really strongly yesterday and looked really good.
And the Eagles, it looks like they're unchanged for the grand final, which is good for them. The West with Freo have been outstanding. How do you beat them?
We played them a few weeks before the finals, and it was a really good contest. So obviously their defense stands up in big games. They defend as a group. Their forward line's really potent. So, and I think the last time we played them, they just dominated us in inside 50s. I think we only got 39 or 40 inside 50s. So what they do is when they get you inside 50, they can pin you in, lock you in inside their 50. So I think the battle in the midfield to obviously get the supply to the forward line, if we can break even in the inside 50 count, I think we've got a really good chance. So, but they've got strength all across the field, so it should be a terrific game.
Where are the key matchups?
Yeah, I think my boys are going to have some key matchups. Obviously, I'll look after the back, so Kennedy and Darling and Sinclair and Lacrosse. So they've got a really potent forward line that work really hard as a group. So we'll go through that today. But as I said, the midfield battle in most games, especially finals, if our mids can get on top of theirs and give our forwards some really good supply, we think we can stretch their defence. So I think the midfield battle is going to be crucial.
Pritis and Mitchell as well. Mate, it is just massive. And there has been talk this year of possibly an NRL grand final going to a Queensland, given there's two Queensland sides, but the MCG has never changed, will never change. I don't think the NRL will change, mind you, but it is a great focus for the players. How many distractions are there? Probably a load, but they've got to stay focused.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the unknown that West Coast is going to deal with this week. So we struggled with it in 2012. Just getting, obviously, with tickets and family and requests and things. So that can take a bit of energy and from the players and their focus off the ball. So we learned from that in 2012 and really got onto it early and set a really good routine for the boys from early in the week to make sure that they not only get organised, but just embrace it as well. Know what's coming. Know that it's going to be a bit more hectic. And like even for today, we'll train a little bit later today after the parade, and it won't train as much, but it's just something out of their routine. So they know it's coming. So just knowing that things are going to be different this week, but just being really organised and embracing it's been really important for our boys the last couple of years.
Has Daniel Chick's comments helped, hindered, or you really haven't cared too much about what he's had to say?
We haven't looked at what Chicky's had to say. There's obviously been some issues at their footy club years ago, but knowing Simo worked with us, I'm really good friends with Simo. Like the way that they've set their club up now would be really, really strong, and I hope that they've gone past that. So these sort of things pop up every now and then from the past. But yeah, we haven't looked at that at all.
Adam, it's a great time of the year, mate. I'm sure you're enjoying it, and good luck come the bounce of the ball, mate, and go the Hawks.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks. It should be a massive one.
It will be massive. Thank you. Adam Uzay there is the Hawthorn assistant coach.